Second unit, foundation, history. And these Kurians, inhabitants of Kurion, are calling themselves colonists from Argives. That is what Herodotus is saying in his fifth book of stories, E113. He states, namely, that the Kurians considered themselves as descendants of Argive, Achaeans, colonists. And Strabon is writing as well in the geographical description of Cyprus, 14683, then the city of Kurion, which had a port, was built by Argives. Even though it must be considered that Kurion was founded by Achaean colonists and was organized by them into a city kingdom after the massive colonization of the island during the 12th to 11th century BC, however, there isn't any ancient tradition that has been preserved referring by name to a Greek hero as founder of the city, in opposition to many other ancient cities of Cyprus, like Salamis, Epeia, Hithroi, Idalium. Nevertheless, a similar tradition has been preserved by Stephanos Byzantios, who refers us once again on the fifth book of Herodotus, where it is mentioned that Kurion, the city of Cyprus, founded by Kurios, son of Kinyras. Kurion has been named after its founder, who was Kurios, the son of the mythical king of Paphos, Kinyras. This tradition, which connects Kurion with the son of Kinyras, does not appear to be irrelevant to the very ancient relations between the city of Kurion and more generally the kingdom of Kurion, with the neighbouring city of Paphos and the kingdom of Paphos. The first written reference to ancient cities of Cyprus is to be found in the Egyptian inscription, engraved on the walls of a temple in Medinet Habu during the reign of King Ramses III, 1198 to 1167 BC, and dating to the first quarter of the 12th century BC. It refers a total of 8 Cypriot cities. One of them is read as Kyr and has been identified as Kurion, but its complete name has not been recovered. The famous golden scepter of Kurion, discovered in a royal tomb in Kalorosiki and dating from the beginning of the 11th century BC, constitutes important evidence that the city kingdom was already founded. This scepter, exposed in the Cyprus Museum, is of outstanding craftsmanship. It has a height of 16.5 centimeters, with an enameled sphere on top and 2 falcons on it. On the other hand, it is one of the rare treasures of the Cyprus Museum, belonging to the exceptional species of Mycenaean art. Among the exceptional samples of Mycenaean art, many terracotta potteries are included, bronze items and micro-craftsmanship objects of the 13th to 12th centuries BC, discovered in tombs in the wider region of Kurion, which proves the installation of Mycenaeans here and the relations of the region with the Mycenaean civilization since the late Bronze Age. Certainly, a most reliable reference for the city is to be found in the tribute list of Sargon, 673-72, where King Damasus of Kurion, Kuri, is included in the list of ancient Cypriot gods under Assyrian domination. In fact, the most ancient remains of a settlement in the wider region of Kurion, dating from the Neolithic period, 4500 to 3900 BC. On the same hill where Kurion is situated, there are remains dating from the end of the Classical period, mostly of the Hellenistic, 325 to 50 BC, and mainly of the Roman, 50 to 330 AD, and early Christian times, 330 to the end of 7th century AD. It seems that the location of Kurion during the Late Bronze Age, mentioned in the foundation legend regarding the Argives, was situated in the area of Arimmi, where the remains of a part of a big settlement, which must have been the predecessor of Kurion, have recently come to light. First excavation surveys in various parts of the city site and surroundings of Kurion, which clearly had an amateurish and treasure-hunting orientated character, were undertaken in 1873 by the renowned Luigi Palma di Cesnola. The famous treasure of Kurion is included among the numerous movable finds originating from these superficial and irresponsible surveys. And nowadays, they are decorating the rooms of the Metropolitan Museum of New York. Cesnola claims that this treasure, which consists of precious and invaluable jewels of different types and dates, was discovered near the Theatre of Kurion. Nevertheless, systematic excavations in Kurion were started in 1933 by the Pennsylvania University Museum and were carried out with some interruptions until 1954. In 1964, the Department of Antiquities started its excavation survey on the site. Between 1974 to 79, the American mission of the Dumbarton Oak Center for Byzantine Studies undertook the excavations of the Bishop's Paleo-Christian Basilica. The American mission of Walters Art Gallery and the Universities of Missouri and Maryland excavated Kurion Hill during the period of 1980 to 1983.